This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A few weeks ago, I told you about the plan to change the United States into a North American community, a space in which trade, capital, and people flow freely. I have heard from some doubting Thomases who believe that this plan is so far-fetched that it couldn't happen here, and if it were really a threat, we would hear about it on TV or radio. Here are some reasons why I believe this plan is a real threat to our country. The Bush administration has posted it on the official website of the U.S. Embassy to Canada. The plan is backed by some of the most powerful people in America, members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Senator Richard Lugar, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, held a friendly hearing on June 9 for one of the authors of this plan to tell us how wonderful it is. The Senate Republican Policy Committee, chaired by Senator John Kyle, issued a policy paper stating that the reason Congress passed the Central America Free Trade Agreement, known as CAFTA, is integrating more closely with 34 hemispheric neighbors, thus furthering the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas. Now, that agreement is even worse than the CFR plan because it involves North and South America. President Bush met at his ranch and at Waco, Texas, on March 23rd with Mexican President Vicente Fox and Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin, where those three committed their governments to the goal of building a North American community. How could anybody want the United States to have open borders with Mexico and Canada? Our country is so different from every other country in the world, in freedom and in the prosperity that flows from freedom, that integrating with any other country would destroy everything we know and love. Where are our national leaders to stand up and say no to plans by powerful people to bring about radical changes in our system of government, our culture, and our economy?
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. And if you've lost your job or want to know more about how the government is sending jobs overseas and importing alien workers, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for free information on losing jobs to foreign workers. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or visit eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. I say it all the time, and I mean it many times, folks. You've heard me say right here on this program and other places that 2004 and 2005 have been absolute magical years for us. That's right, magical years. And it continues to be that way. Never think that there isn't a ton of work left to be done, though. But to those of you who think we're not making any headway, the laugh is on you, because we are making headway. We are absolutely making headway. We have changed the attitudes of Americans, and that's what's most important. But we have changed those who represent us, and that is what will save us eventually, that change. In today's Washington Post, in a survey that asked the question, quote, how important is a candidate's stance on immigration to you, unquote, 94% said very important. Did you hear what I just said? 94% said that it was very important. All over this country, folks, lawmakers and politicians are heeding our warnings and beginning to do their job and fight illegal immigration, some because it's the right thing to do, and some because they are downright afraid of the backlash that has come. American citizens standing up and screaming angrily about do the right thing, we will take away your money, we will take away your party, we will take away your vote. That is what driven some to do the right thing. Many states, though, have lined up with us to do this right thing, folks. The state of Virginia, for example. Virginia Republican delegate David B. Albo has drafted legislation that will fix many of Virginia's illegal alien problems. His legislation will tighten citizenship checks for voters, will allow police to detain illegal aliens, and ban publicly funded day labor centers. He says, quote, "We look at ways we can start taking away some of the benefits of illegal aliens who come to Virginia," end quote. Just the fact that he uses the term illegal alien tells me he is definitely on the right track. The state of Arizona, the Maricopa County Attorney's Office issued an opinion on Thursday that says an illegal alien who is suspected of paying a coyote to smuggle them into the country is a co-conspirator with that coyote, and under Arizona law is guilty of the very same felony, which is punishable by up to 2.5 years in prison. What this will do is allow Maricopa County officials to detain the smuggler along with the smuggler for trial, without relying on the feds to do it, and the feds would normally release them, deport them before testifying the case. Now that is not the case. Now they will be co-defendants with the person that smuggled them in. It's like me hiring somebody to break in somebody's house. We are both guilty. I am not an innocent victim. They are hiring somebody to break the laws of the United States of America to bring them here. I don't care what the reason is. That means nothing. What matters to me is that the law has been broken, and in the state of Arizona now they can be detained, charged, and tried for this offense. I love it. All this happened last week, folks. The state of New Jersey, the New Jersey State Attorney General recently ordered police officers to help U.S. immigration agents. That's right. The ruling said, quote, "Local police officers cannot refuse to assist federal immigration agents when they conduct raids in New Jersey," unquote. This is beautiful. Many police departments say, "Oh, we don't want any part of that. We don't want to go and do that. Oh, no." Well, guess what? They're going to have to do it whether they like doing it or not. They have no choice. I love it, New Jersey. The state of Nebraska, responding to a major constituent concern, Nebraska Senator Ben Nelson said on Tuesday that he will propose a crackdown on illegal immigration. His bill will toughen penalties on employers, that's right, those who hire illegal aliens, and will require automatic deportation of illegal alien felons, something they did not have before in the state of Nebraska, and it would increase Border Patrol agents and improve surveillance at the border. This is from Nebraska, the state of Nebraska, in the middle of the country, the heartland, and they are proposing these things to be done. I applaud them for it. Ben Nelson, Senator of Nebraska, is a Democrat. You hear me? That's right, a Democrat. And when asked how his bill compared with his constituents' bill, fellow senator's bill on illegal immigration, that's Senator Chuck Hagel, a Republican, he simply said, quote, "I don't have any amnesty," unquote. It's amazing. The Republican wants a guest worker amnesty and agrees totally with President Bush on illegal immigration. And the Democrat, the guy you would figure would be against us and for an amnesty, says no, no amnesty. It is amazing to me that the Republicans now have taken a step back, and some Democrats have taken a step forward. Last week, the state of Utah, their state assembly voted 63-35 to no longer allow illegal aliens to get driver's license. Excuse me, not the state of Utah, the state of Wisconsin. To not allow the driver's license in the state. Now, previously, they were one of the last states to have allowed this. Anybody that wanted a driver's license just had to prove that they were breathing and they could walk up and get a driver's license. When this bill is passed, it will no longer be a mecca for those coming to drive for driver's license in the state of Wisconsin. And what was happening when Illinois made it illegal? Everybody went just a little bit north, a little bit east, and went to Wisconsin and got a driver's license. Same thing we saw where everybody was going to Virginia before Virginia did it. They have stopped this now. And many states now are on the team with illegal immigration. Why? Because they know it's a problem. They know it's got to be fixed. They know that if we don't do this now, in the short time that we have, we're going to be in deep trouble. All of these states have awakened. And on the national level, they are seriously considering reform, the wrongly interpreted 14th Amendment with anti-jackpot baby legislation. That's right. Congressman Nathan Deal of Georgia wants to amend the Immigration Nationality Act to limit automatic citizenship at birth to children of U.S. citizens and lawful residents only. I have no problem with that. Somebody legally in the country has a baby, they have a right to have that baby be an American citizen because they have been welcomed into this country. And an American citizen definitely has that right, but not some illegal alien. Congressman Mark Foley of Florida introduced a constitutional amendment that would limit birthright citizenship. This is good stuff, folks. The rape of America continues, but at least now we know that we are bent over, grabbing our ankles. We know that we have our pants down. We know what people are attempting to do to us. But that's half the battle. By alerting the American people what's happening and changing their attitudes, and by knowing what's there, we can stop this rape now, while we still have time. This is a step in the right direction, and all this happened this week. I say that to you to tell you there's more work to be done, but take heart, folks. We are making progress every single day. And we must continue this progress, because if we don't, America slips away. There is no practice, America. There will be no second chance. Call your congressman. Call your city councilman. Tell them all they suck, and tell them you're going to get them out of office if they don't do what you say. Stop sending your money to the Republican and Democratic parties. Stop giving money to politicians who don't do what you say. Stop being a party guy and start being an American. That's all I ask. No, that's what I demand as a fellow American. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All American Radio Network.
Today we need a nation of Minutemen, citizens who are not only prepared to take arms, but citizens who regard the preservation of freedom as the basic purpose of their daily life and who are willing to consciously work and sacrifice for that freedom. Do you know who said that? John F. Kennedy. Are you willing to work and sacrifice for your freedom? Considering the state of our nation, you ought to be. Anti-gun politicians today think they can improve society by keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. They pass legislation that only pertains to those who already obey the law. The fact is, gun control increases violent crime by shifting the balance of power to the criminal, while simultaneously disarming helpless victims and lawful citizens. This is Sherry Crawford, Director of Marketing for the Liberty Bells, urging you to defend your right to defend yourself. Visit our website at libertybells.org to get educated and to support the cause. Liberty Bells, we're putting the Second Amendment first.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriff. It is evident that Chief Marvin Kavanaugh can't get his priorities straight. Instead of going after criminals, he goes after deputies sworn to serve the community. Most of all, it's the good people of Norwalk, Avalon, Cerritos, Industry, Lakewood, Pico Rivera, San Dimas, Walnut, and Diamond Bar who will suffer Kavanaugh's poor judgment. At ALS, we have taken some necessary steps to prevent the wrongful disciplinary action of deputies from sheriff's management by taking meetings with local city council members in areas where Kavanaugh operates. We want deputies to patrol areas in your community by being proactive. It is important for a deputy to be able to pursue a suspect on foot without fear of retaliation from management. We ask you, support proactive police work in your community. It is proactive police work that catches violent criminals. The alternative would be letting criminals get away with murder just because a deputy is ordered by a chief like Kavanaugh to stand down. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. And I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welccome all the good folks tonight at WLRM 1380 Memphis, Tennessee. KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. Love you folks in Phoenix. KDON 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada. And all the folks listening on the RBN Network, welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that call number now. Those who want to agree, disagree, curse me out, defend the Republican and Democrat Party, or maybe defend the President. I've dared you many times, and you never do it for some reason. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. You know, folks, without fail, George Bush is the most likely and most probable to be the most horriblest clown of the week every week. And believe me when I tell you, I try as hard as I can to beat the stupid things he does by allowing somebody else the honor or dishonor, but I never can seem to do it on some occasions. And tonight, he is just as bad as it comes, and he's doing something stupid. Like Forrest's mama said, stupid is as stupid does, and this week he's really stupid. Absolutely. After appointing Michael Brown to head FEMA, a guy with no qualifications, no skills, and a questionable resume, and a disastrous performance, You would think that El Presidente Jorge would learn his lesson. But no, 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 not him. Cronyism has reared its ugly head once again, and he proposes to appoint a 36-year-old named Julie Myers to the head of ICE, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Now, the law requires that the appointee to this position serve at least 5 years in law enforcement. She has served zero. It seems that Myers is being appointed by those who appoint her, the president, by who she knows rather than her abilities to perform the job. She is married to John Wood, the chief of staff to Deputy of Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff. And his niece of departing chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers. Again. ICE accounts for 80% of all arrests made with the FBI's terrorist task force and criminally prosecutes more individuals than any other federal agency. Why in the world, for such an important position, would we want to appoint a young, inexperienced broad like Myers? Tell me that. Somebody tell me why. There are a number of veteran Border Patrol, former INS, and ICE employees who would do this job and do it well, do it like it needs to be done. When asked about her lack of experience, Myers said, quote, "I realize I'm not 80 years old, but I will seek to work with those who are knowledgeable, who know more than I do," end quote. Jeez. Why doesn't Bush appoint one of those who are knowledgeable and know more than she knows? I can name a few. Two come to mind right away. People like Peter Nunez and Bill King, my personal hero. And 100 other guys that I could list if I had time who have actually been on the front lines and understand what must be done. This is another outrageous Bush appointment, and veterans of the Border Patrol are asking the same question. You know what they're asking? Quote, "Who is going to enforce the border laws?" Unquote. Because she won't. It's a fact. But Bush is appointing her because of who she knows. Why doesn't he dig deep and get somebody that knows it like Pete Nunez? Why doesn't he do that? No. He's paying back a debt. And some Republican is going to email me or tell me where I'm wrong. I can't wait for that one. I'm leaving a line open tonight for one of you Republicans that wants to defend this clown from tonight being the most horriblest clown of the week. Every week he does something. And I try to find somebody else, but he's the worst of the worst of the worst every single week. Let us get to our guest now. D.A. King from Atlanta. D.A., what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Jerry, hello, my friend. Glad to hear your voice. Everything's doing great here. We're in Washington tonight.
I know you are, and you can fill us in on what took place there. But before you do, a lot of people have asked me about the new name of your organization, the Dustin Inman Society. Maybe you could give us a brief update on that.
Thank you, Jerry. Jerry, I've decided to focus on Georgia for the coming elections in 2006 and 2008. I feel like I can do a better job of getting the same message out to a smaller amount of people. So we are working solely on Georgia, and we are using the name of a friend of mine's son named Dustin Inman. And just a quick story about Dustin, because I know you have met his parents.
Yes, I did.
Billy and Kathy Inman. Dustin was killed by an illegal alien from Mexico who held a valid driver's license from the state of North Carolina that he obtained by using his matricula consular. The car crash that this illegal alien caused killed Dustin Inman. It put his mother, Kathy Inman, in a wheelchair for the rest of her life. And the capper to this story is, as so many others are, this illegal alien remains free 5 years later.
That's amazing to me, but it's just typical. It's the thumb of the nose from our elected people who will do nothing. And I'm sure there's people down in your state like Mr. Zamarripa who are applauding the fact that he's not arrested.
I'm sure he is.
I would ask Mr. Zamarripa, what are you going to do to get justice for these people? You represent them also. What are you going to do? I dare him to do something. He won't do it.
We are going to ask that question of State Senator Sam Zamarripa, who happens to be on the National Board of MLDEF and is the founding partner of a bank from which he is making mortgage loans to illegal aliens.
Unbelievable.
But the Dustin Inman Society, Terry, and thank you again. It's the DustinInmanSociety.org. And we are working here in Georgia in the southeast, and we need all the help we can get. I hope people have time to go to the website. Maybe they'll send me some ideas or comments, but I do appreciate all the input.
Good idea. Tell us what's going on in Georgia.
In Georgia, Terry, we have a governor who continues to say that illegal immigration is a federal problem, and he really can't do anything in Georgia. So we are trying to make him see the light and make him understand that It's not a federal problem. It's a national problem. And the $952 million that we spent as a state last year educating the children of illegal aliens and the illegal aliens came from Georgia taxpayers and not so much from the federal government. It is, in fact, a Georgia problem. And we're trying to remind him that next year there's an election.
Yeah, that's always a good thing to remind them. And remind them they're not going to get any money from you, too. But what gets me is, you know, it may be a federal problem on the books, but the trickle-down theory of the results of that problem come right down to the local level, actually.
Well, it's the current cop-out from the state-level politicians. They understand that we are refocusing our efforts while we continue to urge Congress to do their job, because we know the president won't. But state governors and even county commissioners, as Robert Vasquez proudly proved in Idaho, the pressure is now being applied on the state-level politicians, and they're, for the most part, very squeamish about it.
D.A., you heard all the stuff I read off, what Georgia's doing, what Arizona's doing. Just this week, what New Jersey did, what Wisconsin did, just this week. Every state is picking something that they want to do, some type of legislation, some type of ordinance even. They're all doing something. All of a sudden, they're all coming together. You know why? It's the pressure. It's the pressure from the American constituent. That's what it is. And they're all coming under the same banner here to fix illegal immigration. Now, you got a governor there that doesn't seem to get it, but guess what? He will eventually. He might be out of office first, but he will get it.
I agree with you, Terry. I'm in Washington, and I wanted to say something I've heard you say for the last couple of months. It is changing, and for the short amount of time that I've been involved in fighting this crisis, I can sense the difference here, and especially in Washington. We were in a meeting today. And the mood is positive. You can tell, it's like when you get ahead in a football game. You can tell that there is some momentum going now. And today I saw a California congressman named Ed Royce who spoke with us. He made plenty of sense today. I don't know him real well. And Ray Haynes from California, who I believe is in charge of the organization of your California Border Patrol.
California Border Police, absolutely.
Well, everybody, it's a positive mood. And if I may, the rumor here in Washington, D.C. is for everybody to pay careful attention to the Washington Times here for the next couple of days. Apparently, the Bush administration is even more corrupt than we knew.
Is that is this
but
possible?
I am told there will be some new information coming out Monday, Tuesday, or possibly Wednesday.
Well, the good thing is this. We've got some senators, well, not very many senators. We've got some congressmen who will pretty much put anything he tries to do in check. And hopefully they can check anything he attempts. And he's going to attempt some very, very ruthless things that I've heard of. But you know what gets me, D? I still got these Republicans who will call me up and tell me what a good, honest man he is and what a good person he is. And it just amazes me every time. Every time. I never stop being amazed at that.
And as do I, my friend. As do I. I wanted to say, Terry, I saw a lot of people today who were involved in what we're doing, and just so you will know, and I can tell you on the air, nearly every person I spoke with asked me, where is Terry Anderson, or how is Terry Anderson? So you have to know, police, what a giant you are in what we're doing and how much everybody appreciates it.
Well, I appreciate that, and as I always tell everybody, I just couldn't afford to go. That's just the way it is. You know, money's a funny thing in this industry, and with what we're doing, it's just, you know, there's never enough to go around, and you just can't make them all. But, you know, D.A., I appreciate you being there. Tell us about the meeting. Tell us about some of the things that were talked about. We got a few minutes here.
Basically, again, the mood was very positive.
That's a good thing to hear.
And hold on, D.A.,
let me say this before you say it. I've been to many of them also, and the mood has never been positive until maybe last year. That has changed. That's a good thing. But for people who say, well, you know, I've got a very good friend of mine who always tells me, well, I believe the success is dictated by the numbers, and they're still coming in. Well, yeah, they're still coming in, but guess what? Before they were coming in, and nobody was saying anything. Maybe next year they won't be coming in. We have made progress. Not to say we can stop, but we have made progress. And I only say that to encourage people so that they will keep doing what they're doing and maybe step it up a notch. Go ahead.
Well, no, you're exactly right, Jerry. There is every reason to be encouraged. It is, if I may borrow from Winston Churchill, it is certainly nowhere near the end, and it's nowhere even near the beginning of the beginning. But we have made some steps. People are listening to us. My goodness, illegal immigration is in the Atlanta Journal Constitution three
yep.
or four times a week now.
Never thought you'd see that.
We are making it. so that it cannot be ignored, and neither can we be ignored. And
no, we can't.
They know we're not going away, and we know that we're taking this very radical and extreme position that the United States borders should be secured, the United States president should honor his oath of office, and the American law should be enforced.
And you know the funny thing about it is, that's all we're asking. We're not asking for anybody's civil rights to be invaded or anybody's moral or human rights to be done away with. We're not asking for anybody to be persecuted. We're asking for the law to be obeyed. I am tired of people come here to this country who are of another nationality, and they look down their nose at me. They look down their nose like I'm supposed to facilitate them. I'm supposed to do what they want me to do, and get angry sometimes if you won't speak their language to them. I believe that America should be for Americans, and I am angry when I watched the NFL today and I saw Tony Gonzalez, a fine tight end from the Kansas City Chiefs, on TV doing a Spanish language commercial with English subtitles and speaking Spanish when he did it. That angered me. That totally angered me. It really did. And I get angry, and I want every one of you to write to the NFL and tell them about it. Why do you allow this to happen? We are not trying to blend into another country. We are not a monolingual country. Yeah, we can speak other languages if we choose. That's a good thing. But don't push it at us on television. And if you're going to do it, push some Deutsch and some French and everything else. But I'm sick of being pushed with this Spanish all the time. It irritates me. And Gonzalez needs to be reprimanded for such a stupid, ignorant decision to make this commercial. I don't know if you've seen it, but it really angers me. It really angers me. Tony Gonzalez from the Kansas City Chiefs, somebody who I normally respected before, and guess what? I was pulling for them to beat Philadelphia until I saw the commercial. And then guess what? So then I saw the commercial, they got the mess whipped out of them. Interceptions everywhere. It's called karma. You know what I mean? I love it.
I agree. I'm sad to report, sir, I haven't been near a television today. So
I can understand you being a little busy today. D.A.,
what I did see, Terry, is a room full of Americans who knew the issue,
good stuff,
understood the issue, and were more than willing to stand up and talk about the issue. And we are going somewhere. And to your listeners, you and I both know how hard everybody is trying around the country. And there is light at the end of the tunnel. We are making a difference. There is absolutely no reason to relax, slow down. We need to redouble our efforts. But everybody needs to know we're getting somewhere.
I totally agree. Totally agree. D.A. King, be safe getting home. My best to your beautiful wife. And let me say this to you, buddy. You're doing a lot. We appreciate you and everything you do. I think it is a wise decision for you to decide to work on Georgia. You can't save the world. You can start by saving your state, and then maybe by saving each of the 50, we can end up saving this country. I applaud you for that. It's too late for us to work on California. But it's a smart decision for you to work on your home state. It really
is. Well, I'm trying to stop what I refer to as Georgia-fornia, Terry, and I appreciate the kind words.
Well, it is my pleasure to have you on and to say them, buddy, because we believe in you and we believe in what you're doing. Keep it going. My best to all the folks there in D.C., and I'm sorry I couldn't make it. Maybe next time.
I hope so. Listen, Terry, I'll be home tomorrow. You come see us anytime. And again, thank you for all the great work you do.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, Terry.
There you go, folks. D.A. King from Georgia by way of Washington, D.C. there doing his patriotic duty, working for the country, trying to fix things, trying to get things going. These meetings we go to, folks, it's not always preaching to the choir. What we do at these conferences in different places, like the Writers' Workshop that Dr. Tanton puts on there, we go there for education, basically, to learn how to fight this issue, to learn how to debate the issue, to learn the stupid things that people are going to say to us, and what can we do to get around those things and prove our point. Because after all, we are right and they are wrong. There's no doubt about it. We have the answers. We just have to know how to give those answers and the correct terminologies to use when we give them. And let me say this to you. We are right because we have the law behind us. We have the Bible behind us. The Bible says you must be lawful. We have morals behind us. Everything is behind us except some of these racist politicians and some of these stupid politicians. So continue doing what you're doing. If you don't believe I'm wrong, if you do believe I'm wrong, listen to the racist statements of Senor Guterres. Now, here's a guy that doesn't want you to be an American. He thinks that you should be overthrown as a country. Listen to what he thinks of you. And I play this all the time because I want to keep hammering away. We send him an email letting him know that he's on the radio every single week. He should be proud of the things he says. We might send him a check.
The border remains a military zone. This land that historically has been ours for 40,000 years, and we're a new mestizo nation. We are not immigrants that came from another country to another country. We are migrants, free to travel the length and breadth of the Americas because we belong here. We have an aging white America. They are not making babies. They are dying. It's a matter of...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
I am for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org, then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration here. Before we get to our callers, let us have a word from our sponsor, Jonathan Rose from the Capital Gold Group. Jonathan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, how are you doing this evening, Terry?
Pretty good, buddy. How about yourself?
Oh, very glad to be here. Good. Well, since the last time we've been speaking, you know, we've been following the gold market for you guys over here. We've noticed gold has been on the rise. The main reason why gold has been on the rise is basically the dollar stinks right now.
That's the truth.
Yeah, it's taken a lot of heat. And in fact, for your listeners out there listening, just make aware of the fact that the dollar has actually shrunk 30% since 2001. So what that means for you and I is that the dollar is shrinking, it's losing purchasing power, and this can really be seen if you look overseas right now at other currencies. I'm from England, the British pound or the sterling is extremely strong right now, and the dollar's, you know, keeps going down. So as the dollar keeps going down, it's very important to diversify your portfolio, not just with stocks or bonds or mutual funds, but physical gold. And what we do here at the Capital Gold Group is help people protect their portfolios with physical gold coins that you get to hold on to. Now, I'm going to be giving out a telephone number in a minute, so grab a pen and paper because it's a free investment kit for the Terry Anderson listeners. And this investment kit shows you how to purchase gold at the lowest possible prices which gold coins will be a better return for you in the future, and really the whole dynamics of why people are moving into gold right now. That number is 1-800-510-9594. That's 1-800-510-9594. You're going to get the free Insider's Gold Guide. It will show you how to purchase gold. 1-800-510-9594. And start protecting your dollars now.
All right, Jonathan, we appreciate that, folks. That number is 1-800-510-9594. We're going to give it out again at the end of the show in case you didn't get it. Jonathan, thanks for calling, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Terry. Have a great evening.
You too, sir.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, let us get to our callers now. But before we do, I got one more piece of business I got to do here, folks. I'm going to go to my buddy, Jim Gilchrist. Jim, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, I would like you to move to my district and vote for me.
I wish I could, Jim, but I'm kind of tied up right now in the ghetto, and I'm not quite ready to go. So,
well, I'll tell you what, as soon as I get to Congress, I will be supporting you financially and morally to run for Congress.
I know what's going to happen. You're going to get to Congress, you're going to say, Terry, who? Who? No, I'm just kidding. You're not the type.
I'm going to get to Congress coming out of retirement for this because we need more real representation.
Yeah,
in
we
Congress.
Do.
We have, and I'm speaking to the choir when I speak to you, and when we speak to each other about this problem with just literal, blatant, reckless disregard for the rule of law in this country that's been fostered over the last 40 years by those in power that we've trusted. I tell you, I'm getting a phenomenal amount of support. They're not coming only from the American Independent Party, which I'm running under, but also the Republican and Democratic Party.
Jim, what do you say to those people that say, well, we've got to vote Republican to make sure a Republican stays in office? What do you say to them?
This issue of unenforced immigration law is not a party issue. It is an American issue. It's a black community issue. It's a Mexican community issue. It's a Asian community issue. It's an American community issue.
And Jim, I would agree with those people when they say put a Republican in there. If the Republican has been doing the bidding of the American people and trying to enforce these laws, but if he hasn't done it, like Campbell hasn't done it, why do you support him just because he's your guy? It's stupid. It doesn't make sense. And you want to talk about throwing away a vote? That's throwing away a vote.
I agree. And I can assure you, I am more Republican than the Republicans in my area. And it's pretty well known. I'm a Reaganite Republican, hardcore Reagan man. I don't intend to change my ways. I'm going to maintain that conservative model and follow the man.
Well, you know what, Jim? I applaud you for that. I've known you for some time now. You've been a stand-up guy ever since I've known you with the Minutemen. And let me tell you something. You got a great guy there running you, helping you run your campaign, Tim Buehler, a guy I really like and have a lot of respect for. You guys have done a lot for this state and for this country. And I'm not, you know, I don't understand why anybody is doing this party line thing. I hear it all the time. I don't associate with a lot of Democrats, so mostly the people I associate with are Republicans. But it's always, at all costs, we must keep the party in office. Well, guess what? The party sucks now. The party itself, not the constituents, not the members, but the people in power of the Republican Party, they are not doing the will of the United States people. And that's what I say when I tell people, put the party aside and vote your conscience on this issue. No issue is more important than this right now. If we don't fix this today, Jim, there will be no America. If there's no America, guess what? There's no Republican Party either.
That's correct. And I think what you just said, that people are coming around to.
I hope so.
My local coffee shop today, and someone yells, Jim, someone I didn't recognize. And it was a family of three, and the gentleman waved me to come over. And I said, hi, how are you? I'm Jim Gilchrist. He says, I know who you are. You're the founder of the Minuteman Project, and I'm going to vote for you Tuesday. I'm a hardcore, lifelong Republican. But I don't care about them anymore. I'm voting for you because I believe in what you're doing. It's about time someone took care of business in Congress instead of trying to just stay in power.
I applaud that man. I applaud his reasoning abilities. That's what I'm talking about. A guy like him gets it. He understands, and I applaud him for that. But so many of them don't, and that's what I'm trying to get through tonight. Stop thinking of yourselves as Republicans, folks, and start thinking of yourselves as Americans.
Or think of yourself as a Reagan Republican and vote for Jim Gilchrist.
Well, be whatever you want. Just fix this problem. And the way to fix it is to vote for somebody who's willing to fix it, not somebody who's willing to keep the status quo. And that's what these two parties have done. Jim, I got to go. I want to wish you the best, buddy. I really do. I'm glad to have done anything I could for you. You're one of my favorite folks. You've always been a stand-up guy, and the best of luck.
Feelings are mutual, Terry. Thank you very much.
All right, Jim. You take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. There you got it, folks. Jim Gilchrist, stand-up guy, American Deluxe. If you like him, show up. If you don't, well, it's on you. There'll be no more America, but that's your choice. Let us get to the phones now, folks. Let's go to Ann, calling from Los Angeles. Ann, what do you hear? What do you say? How you doing?
Okay. I'm going to send you some money.
I appreciate
it. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, ma'am.
But I want to ask this. Why can't the National Guard guard the borders?
They can.
They can?
Oh, it's totally legal, Ann. It's totally legal. There's just been no move to do it by the governors of these different. Each governor in a border state can send the National Guard to the border. Yes, ma'am.
Well, it seems like to me the governor should do it.
Well,
well,
that's not PC.
Office?
It's not PC to do it. And yeah, be sure. Call our illustrious border governors and tell them you want National Guard or troops. Let me tell you something. A governor has the right to send the National Guard anywhere within the state that he wants to. But they have to have the will to do it. There must be the will to do it. Arnold's not going to do it because he's wishy-washy and wimpy. You're not going to get it from Napolitano in Arizona. You sure ain't going to get it from Richardson. And you're not going to get it from this guy Perry in Texas. You're not going to get it because they're so busy trying to be PC right now and not offend anybody. If I was a governor, man, I'd send them to the border. I'd tell them bivouac down there, and they'd be writing their families and saying, well, I've been here for 10 years. If you want to see me, come down here and visit. Because that's where they'd be stationed.
Right.
Well, Ann, I don't know. Call Arnold. Tell him you want this done and call us back. Let us know what he says. How's that?
Okay.
All right, Ann. You take care. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to a guy on the border as we speak. Tim Donnelly. Tim, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry.
What's up, buddy?
Well, we're down here. We had a fantastic kickoff for the Minuteman Corps of California. We actually had your guest there, Jim Gilchrist, come down and speak at a little rally. We had John March out, and we had probably a little over 100 people come down. And
that's
and
a good showing.
We had 13 posts set up on a two-mile stretch of road with two American flags on every post. Absolutely beautiful thing. We named them after the 13 original colonies. And it was really quite a scene.
Well, Tim, you give my best to all the guys and ladies down there right now and tell them that we love them. We love the Minutemen. That goes on the record. We love the Minutemen. We love what you're doing. It is very, very important.
Thank you, Terry. And I just want to say a shout-out to my friends out there in Arizona and all the other Minutemen on the borders of all the four southern border states, as well as the eight northern where they are, and I wish them a good night tonight.
And let me tell you something else. They're in Chicago now. They're in so many places in this country. I'm going to talk to them in Chicago in a couple of weeks. And let me tell you something. This Minuteman thing is the best thing that happened to us so far. It really is.
I agree with you, Terry, and you've been a big supporter. And I would just like to say to anybody who would like to join us, it's not too late. We're going to be down here for the entire month. And so you can just go to the Minuteman HQ website, or you can call us on the phone at 619-407-7073, and we'll get you hooked up with an application.
All right. Tim Donnelly on the border. Tim, my best to all the folks down there. Tell them we're proud of them.
Godspeed.
All right, buddy. You take care. Be safe.
Good night.
Good night. All right, folks, let us get to the board now. We're going to talk to everybody. Let's go to Wendy, calling from L.A. Wendy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Listen, last week you mentioned something about the president, that he did something with the Bacon Act so that
the state of Louisiana and will not have to pay minimum wage.
Not minimum wage, prevailing wage. The Davis-Bacon Act says that each community has to pay the prevailing wage of the workers if they, in that area, if there's a government contract to be awarded.
Well, what do they consider as a prevailing wage?
Whatever it is in that district, I don't know. It could be $10 an hour here, it could be $5 in New Mexico, it could be $20 in New York, but whatever the prevailing wage is in that area, they have to pay it. And it varies from area to area, depending on the cost of living and overhead and a lot of other things.
That's absolutely slavery.
Well, I don't know if it's slavery or not, Wendy. I just think that what Bush is doing?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. See, what he's doing is calling it off so they can get the cheap labor in there. You know who that is.
Right.
And just demolish the American way of life. That's what it's about. You're absolutely right. It's slavery.
And, you know, the people in Louisiana, I mean, some of them might want to come back, try to get a job, and maybe work their way back, but they won't even be able to do that if it's not even at minimum wage.
Well said, Wendy. And that wage that they would need, that good wage they would need, is what would put them on their feet. But if you get some illegal alien there who's ready to work for $7-$8 an hour, that's not going to do anybody any good except the contractor. And let me tell you this, that contractor is going to bid the job at the prevailing wage. He just doesn't have to pay it.
And the thing is, the illegal alien isn't going to spend the money in America. He's going to send it back to Mexico.
Right, and they're going to be living 15, 20 to a one-bedroom apartment, and nobody's going to make anything but the contractor and the guy he's sending the money to. You're absolutely right.
Absolutely disgusting. Yep. I can't believe that the governor of Louisiana and other congressmen or local representatives are saying, hey, man, you just can't come down here and just do that, too.
Well, you know, I did the Roger Hedgecock show last Monday for 3 hours, and a guy called and said I was dead wrong on that Davis-Bacon Act. He said that was a good thing because it was going to save the American taxpayer money. Yeah, so they can hire more cruise ships to put these people on at $3,500 a week and give away more money. This is a chance for somebody to work and make a decent wage. But this guy, you know, people like Larry Elder who want everybody to work for nothing, you know what I mean? It just really amazes me. No, I want that prevailing wage in place so that an American citizen does not have to work like an illegal alien or a slave or I'm being redundant.
And also, too, Terry, it shows you when you pay the American worker, we have pride.
Yep.
And we have craftsmanship.
Yep. Well said, Wendy.
And it's not this down and out, cutthroat, throw America away like a piece of trash.
There you go. You're right on
the money. And we need to stand up.
I agree.
Listen, I am standing up for Ray Haynes. He's going to speak at the Granada Forum this Thursday, October 6th, and the phone number is 818-385-4003.
Can we have an address, Wendy?
Yeah, 5657 Lindley Avenue in Tarzana, California.
And what time is that?
7:45 p.m.
7:45 this Thursday. Ray Haynes, what a guy.
Ray Haynes.
All right, Wendy. Thanks for calling, kid.
God bless, Terry.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Jim calling from Hawthorne, California. Jim, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. How are you?
Pretty good, buddy.
Good. Just popped in from the border about 2 hours ago.
Good to have you back. Glad you got back safe.
Yes, indeed. It was wonderful. Real good turnout for Saturday, and had just wonderful, wonderful folks from every walk of life. We had guys in their 20s from all the way up to a guy that came down from San Francisco, was 80 years old, had a car full of food. He's planning to stay 19 days.
My kind of guy.
Just and the Border Patrol were fantastic. They were very friendly. They were very talkative, and I think they're really they're just glad that people are understanding their plight, and you know, they're down there fighting a war by themselves. These guys are out there getting rocks thrown at them, getting shot at, going out on patrol at night with one guy in the truck.
See, Jim, they should have two guys in the truck, and every rock that gets thrown, they should throw it back, and every shot that's fired, they should empty a magazine. That's how I would do it.
We missed you down there. Hey, I got you a T-shirt here, man.
Oh, good, good. Get it to me, buddy. I appreciate it.
I will, and I appreciate it.
All right, Jim.
Thanks
for the call. Take care. All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Dave calling from Canada. Dave, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
We met quite a few years ago. I'm a good friend of your brother's, Mike.
I remember you well. How you doing,
buddy? Yeah, man.
Good to hear from you.
I'm enjoying the show, and that one piece I heard about the Mexicans saying that they should be able to migrate all the way on this continent. Well, I don't see any Mexicans coming up here to Canada.
Well, you know what, Dave? The funny thing about it, you do have them up there, and a lot of them are bypassing here. They've got quite a few in British Columbia, and I believe Alberta has a few, and in Toronto you will find them. But here's the thing. They're going wherever they find the least resistance and wherever they find the best wage. It's not just Mexicans. A lot of Central Americans and South Americans and Eastern Europeans. But the thing of it is, it is a sickness that we've got to fix. I mean, I'm sorry. We cannot allow the world to come to our country, Canada or the United States. We must insist that people come legally. You guys have some of the most liberal immigration laws in the world. For you to allow illegal immigration would be stupid. It really would.
You see, up here in Canada, we don't even have a problem with immigration. It's really interesting to listen to your show tonight because it's really not much of an issue up here. Canada, I think most of the birth rate up here is so low that they're dying for people to immigrate to Canada.
Well, let me just say this to you, Dave, and I got to go. I appreciate the call, but that will change.
Thanks, Terry. Keep up the good work down there. And
Dave, it's a matter of time when you get enough immigration of any type, and they start to change your culture from the Canadian culture to whatever country they came from. You will see the problem that we have here. But it's coming slowly there. We've had it here for years. Dave, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Terry.
You take care.
Good work. Okay, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Eric calling from Mesa, Arizona. Eric, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, you sound extra strong tonight. You're ready to lead, man.
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to do my part, and we'll see what happens. I hate being called a leader because I don't want to look behind me and end up being the Lone Ranger. You know what I mean? But I appreciate the kind words, Eric.
I thought I needed to tell you that one Republican in Arizona, out of the whole Senate and House, has come out against the guest worker bill, and that is J.D. Hayworth. And I didn't think I'd ever have anything in common with a Republican from Arizona, but he has come out against it.
He's a pretty good guy. Everybody got a little ticked off with him when he voted for NAFTA and CAFTA, and you know, but that's his opinion on that. But, you know, I do illegal immigration here, and let me say this. I've had J.D. on the show maybe three times. I met him when I was in Washington, D.C. What a guy. And I like him. We differed on the CAFTA thing, but on illegal immigration, he's a stand-up guy, and I like his forcefulness. I like the way he's not ashamed to get on and talk the talk and walk the walk, and I appreciate him. So do I like him, yes or no? Yeah, I do. I think he's one of the people that I refer to all the time, Eric, when I talk about the good guys. I talk about Tancredo and Nathan Deal and a few others. Well, J.D.'s right in that batch.
I'll take your word for it, and I'll go back to listening, Terry.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, Eric.
Thank you.
Take care. Let's go to Zoni, calling from L.A. Zoni, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Hey, buddy, you're doing an excellent job.
Thank you, sir.
I don't agree with you with bashing my President Bush because I am a Republican. But, you know, I accept that, you know, given the credit, you know, to the President, President Bush is the one who opened the Pandora box. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, go to the gringos behind. I'm just trying to say what it is. You know, the guy who was before him, Mr. Billy Clinton, never say anything, because for the Democrats everything is quietly. Do it quietly so everybody believes that they are not racist. Well, they are, but in a different way. Anyways, about illegal employers, you know, criminal employers, you know, I'm sorry for the people who, you know, got in situations in Louisiana, but in reality those contractors are corrupt contractors who are not Latinos, who are white. Most of them, and you know, federal employers, all employees, also corrupt. Like I say to you before, and Mr. Jim Gilchrist, because I agree with him, and that's the reason why I'm doing the Spanish spokesperson for him for the Minutemen. And I'm a Minuteman. I'm not ashamed of that, you know.
Well, why would you be, Zoni?
Well, because the Latino left corrupt as the white Democrats. But
and
in
like
the Latino side, they keep accusing me that I'm trying to kiss somebody's behind. Well, it's not.
And
I'm
Zoni,
just, you know, I just want this situation with the employers, the actors, the actresses, I shared with you before, the black ministers, so on and so on, hiring illegal immigrants. They will be going on jail. It's not going to happen maybe on my time, but it's going to happen in my children's time, and whoever is you know, not illegally in the country, because I'm tired of all these Asians, you know, who own restaurants.
Well, you know what, Zony, I'm with you on that. And let me say something about that. You know, you talk about the Latino left. Well, the black left is the same way. They're the same way, and the white left
is the
same.
I'm sorry for laughing.
Well, it's true. I mean, let's laugh about it if we can. It's true. They're all very far to the left, and they don't seem to get it. But you're absolutely right. And I like your choice of not saying illegal employers, saying criminal employers.
They're criminal employers.
That's right.
That's even worse. I mean,
no.
I'm not trying to deviate the problem.
No, they're criminals. They're criminal employers.
And
we must.
I'm a strong supporter of yours. I support the minimum. I am a Minuteman in Espanol completely. But, you know, we have to put all the cards on the table. Because if we don't do that, and then it becomes a racist issue, a discrimination issue. It's like Greyhound. God forbid. Greyhound is a shame now because it should be asking ID to everybody, not only to people who look like me. And you know me personally.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I walk to Greyhound many times. I see Europeans who I know. I know they are with a visa because they are with those big backpacks. And, you know, the Greyhound supervisors never ask them for an ID.
I'd ask everybody. I'd ask a nun. I'd ask everybody that got on the bus, show me your ID.
I don't have any trouble. Because, yeah. You see, I like you for that reason.
Absolutely.
Terry, because you never justify
no.
Africans being illegally in the country.
No,
hey. Or white.
Africans, West Indians, all of them got to go. I don't care who you are. You got to come here legally, Zony. I don't care what color you are. You got to come here legally, and I won't tolerate. I got to go, buddy.
No, I'm criminal employers.
Absolutely.
Hasta la vista, señor.
Thanks for the call, Zony. Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Cindy calling from Cochise County, Arizona. Cindy, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, from still being invaded Cochise County, and I have good word from Border Patrol and word firsthand from illegal aliens. Where are you heading? They say New Orleans.
Well, that's right. You're absolutely right.
They're going after that wage.
They are,
Cindy,
we as Americans must stop that. That is our job right now to make sure that does not happen in the Gulf Coast. Cindy, thanks for the call. I got to go.
God bless you, Terry. Bye-bye.
Take care. Folks, I want to remind you of the Cal Border Police. Get your initiatives. Get them signed. Get them in. If you look like you're only going to get two signatures, send it in. Don't wait. Don't try to get more than you can get. Go out and do the best you can. But if it looks like you're plateauing and you can't get any more, send them in. That's the important thing right now. Go to the website, calborderpolice.com. Calborderpolice.com. Or give them a call at 916-443-6703. That's 916-443-6703. It is important that we do that and do it now. Let's go to John calling from South Bay. John, you got about 30 seconds.
Terry, real quickly. I just wanted to say that when you look at the situation with Katrina and you look at the immigration with the population growth problems of that, the fertility rates with these people coming here and the youngest giving babies, these experts are predicting we're going to have nothing but a disaster in our future unless we change and stop having political denial.
And John, do it now.
Yeah, because we got demographic and weather conditions, and these weather conditions are going to get worse along with all these other problems. And if we don't make these changes and realize that we can't accommodate all these people, even massive legal immigration, the point is we've never brought in this many people like we're bringing in now.
I totally agree.
We're overwhelming ourselves.
Totally agree.
And one last point, I'll let you go. It's like you said before, if you have a boat and it only can hold a certain number of people, you try to keep cramming in more and more people, what's going to happen?
Everybody dies.
That's what happens to a country.
Got
to
go, John.
You made my point.
Good point.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget our sponsor, folks. Give them a call at CapitalGoldGroup.com or you can call them at 1-800-510-9594. That's Jonathan Rose. 1-800-510-9594. Don't forget this week with the swings. We got two good ones. Anarchy Light and New Orleans, 02203. Really good on the TerryAndersonShow.com. This week with the swings, it is the 152nd week that they've been writing exclusively for our webpage. If you're in Phoenix, don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at the Childress Auto Mile, 22nd Avenue and Camelback. I want to thank Mel Haffenfeld for coming in and doing our phones tonight. I want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe. And I want to remind you folks, we do need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We appreciate it. We need your help. Without you, we will surely perish. Don't forget also, folks, we have a new 800 number. That 800 is 1-866-340-9281. That's 866-340-9281. That's to the Capitol. Use that one. The other one is gone. Want to remind you of the three websites, the TerryAndersonShow.com, and don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying, we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.